Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name.
You are welcome.
the power, and the glory forever.
Forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Good to see all of you. Welcome to the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Glory. Hallelujah. God is doing something today. I was just in the midst of having these visions. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the visions today. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We thank you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One, the One who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. The One who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for touching each and every one of us, those on the line right now, those who will come on as we're here today, and then those who will listen in the future. Lord God, we thank you that we are all touched by you, touched by your very presence, Lord God, and that you just have your way in every area of our life and get not only the glory, but the maximum glory out of each of our lives. And we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Those who are going to be praying in tongues today, hallelujah, excuse me, those who are praying in tongues today are Pastor Catherine. Then we'll go to Minister Rachel and family, and then Minister Carrie. After that, at a quarter before the hour, 15 minutes before the hour, is our heavenly chorus time. Hallelujah. All the lines will be open at that time, and we all pray in tongues in our prayer language. Amen. So we're always excited over that. We're opening all the lines right now, so you guys know what to do. Make sure you are mute until it's your time to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, you may begin.
Ora la kia da da kodo do ko shande de ke se te de de. Iana la kodo do ko shande de ke se te de de. Ana la kodo do ko shande de oro do ko se ke de de. Iana la kodo do ko shande de ke se ke de de ke sa ka da da. Iana la kodo do ko shande de de ke se ke de de. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Eke de de kodo do ko shande. Eke de de kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Ana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko sheke de de. Hana la kodo do ko shande de. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Hana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. O la la kia da da kasa kada da. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasa kada da kashande. O la la kasa kada da kodo de kashande. Iana da kada da kodo do. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasa kada da. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Ike de de kodo do ko shande. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kashande de kodo do ko shande. O na la kasa kada da kase ke de de. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. O la la kia da da kashande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. O la la kada da kashande de. O la la kia da da kashande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Iana la kodo do ko shande. Eke de de kodo do ko shande. Iana la kasa kada da kodo do ko shakada da. Iana la kodo do ko shande de. Yana la kodoro kosha kabada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro koshan kabada. Yana la kodoro kosha kabada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kiyada da kasha kadada. Ola la kiyada da kashanda de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yada la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yada la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kiyada da kasha kadada. Ola la kasha kadada kashanda de. Ola la kadada kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Ona la kiyada da kasha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yada la kashanda de kodoro koshe kede de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro kosha kadada. Ola la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Ola la kiyada la kodoro koshanda. Ola la kiyada la kashanda de. Ola la kasha kadada kashanda de. Ona la kase kede de. Ola la kasha kadada kodoro koshanda. Yana le kodoro koshe kede de. Yana le kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro kosha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro kosha kadada. Ola la kadada kashanda de. Ola la kadada kasha kadada. Ona la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Ola la kasha kadada kasha kadada. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kiyada de kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshe kede de. Hana la kodoro koshe kede de. Yada la kodoro koshanda de. Yana la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kiyada la kodoro
koshanda de. Ola la kodoro koshanda de. Ola la kodoro En el abusón de mi hija, a rojo, si sin machame, en día terjame de rojoya, echando masia, oya la machanda, ocean amaya, ocean amaya, nation amaya, Ana marabosi candere a haya, o racisino mochamiki al tobo mochanda, yes, Lord, y corraba shanda de dabasi conda, ira rabashanda de hea, y candere a itano mochanda. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Ya che da tutto te si cande e non mo shamaya e te na na tutta na messiana ci shandare da rose rava shame hi aya han mo shanda yes loe ka ye rovo shanda de rovo si cande e na mo shanda per rovo shanda ha ye rovo shanda I cande rovo shanda e rovo shame ki aya yes loe o rava shanda Oye, rabasi kanda, roshana masando. Iyo rosi si kanda, redoro roshan de ve. Inama baba si kodi da baba sayam. Udara bashan ne bere basın dede tentara bashan de. Udara basho oyer basi kama. Ero basham iyi hiya. Orra basan basenim. Udara basse. Ira bashamai. İkandra basse. Orra basan iyi hiya. Enen basan basayam. Udara basan da. Ero rohoya. Ero basan da. Oyer basan da. Ora bolna bere basan da. Si kandra basan da. Ira bota na basanda. Hallelujah. Eya to moshame. I kandere ra boshanda. I shandere ra toya. I shandere ra toya. I shandere ra tesseya. I kandere ra boshame.
I shandere ra rovase. I shandere ra rovase. I shandere ra rovase. I shandere ra rovase.
Hallelujah. Roba ra ra tido ra moshanda. İşandere de batta rovoshame ile mezo robashandere de basanda. E arabashanda e de rovoshanda. İkandere atoro atoro endo to tesi endo to vashame ya. İkandere rovoshame. Hallelujah. İşandere rovoshanda. Arabashame ikandere rovoshanda. Arabashanda. Arabashanda. He arabashanda. İton rovoshamaya. Hey, Lord, Rebasiya, Hallelujah. Ishandere voi sikande, hey arabashanda, arabashanda, ikandere arabashanda, ere arabashame, hey arabasiya, ikandere arabashanda, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Ishandere voi, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Orra başandere rovosaya. Erra başandere vodoro başande. Harra boşan mi ya ya roşan. Etera boşan mi ya ya. Orra mossi kandere rohoya. E neşin amaya. Orra sisi ramasaya. Onna mama vase trovo vase. E cinema posana başin tu noe haya. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. İkandere rohoya. İkandere rohoya. İkandere rohoya. Harra boşan mi ya ya. Hala bolo hoya na mose de heche de roboste. Ikande ero hoya. Ere rabo shanda. Hoya rabase. Are your belly so full of rivers of living water. Itara rabo shanda de de sikande de rabo shanda de da da da ya. Ikande de ero hoya. Ishande de rabo hoya. Ishande de ero vara vara vashame. Ishande de ero aya. Tere rabo shanda de rabo aya. Ikande de ero rabo shanda. Hoya rabo hoya rabo se rabo shanda. Hallelujah. Desa na boya rida namaste rabo shame. Hoya tu nisi kandere yoroya. Hoya tata na shame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ikandere rabo se ne me shame. Dahai rabo shame. Ikandere rabo shanda. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hora masanda da da lom de teno moshanda. No, de da bashama. Hoi, hora roshanda. Ikanda de bosayam. Ishana baya toro. Ara bashame, ora barasin toro ikandea. Hora boshanda, ruhoya da rohoya. Ikanda de da boshande, ea hoya. İşte rota ne rastana bazır ona da sikandere ya oya. E nara da başame. İkandere ya başaya. Aa nara da başame. Ana vatan dene mesin niye ya doğru ya mesle. İkandere ya başaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oya da da da başana be. İkandere ya başaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He thought of a shander who did a was in the rubbish. He ikanashame, ikanaran, ishanda babasham, oyer babase, de notonu, head of tonamiaya, ikanda, itor roshame, ikanda, ikanda, roshame rebese, itaya roshama, ida roboshanda, here rotera moshanda, itanamoshanda, ikandi roboshan, itarobosi ramasaya, Hero roho hena mahai ki te teno no mashe. Anna re robo si kandere robo saia. Ito na mashan re roho ya. E na mare ive si kanda. E na rave si kanda. O ne re na mashan re roho ya. In the name of Jesus, eto robo sende re va si kandere robo sende. Hallelujah. Ikande ro tinto net ne meshe me. Ikande ra da bosse. Itana Vashanda. Hallelujah. Devana Vashanda. Hira Vashanda. Hira Vashanda. Purena Vashikaya. Ishanda. Yes, don't let it be. Sina Vashame. Hira Vashikaya. Hira Vashame. Dobara Vashe. Dobara Vashame. Ikana Vashaya.
Nation of mine. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
speak on that autonomia in a nation of Maya. Oh, senti noia, e namasi some way. Oh, Lord, is a Messiah. Oh, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Hallelujah. Oh, Shanamaya, nation of my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is only a test.
Yele le le le di ta la la la la di ta la di di di.
Alabo Sandala Lamako Sandala Labasha. Everybody's line is supposed to be open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Taron de la Basanda. Ishan Dororohoshan. Ikoramosan de la Labohoshan de Redios Seke.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm checking it again. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. This is a heavenly chorus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Shamakura Masi, Ikura Mosanda, Eshandela Lokuru, Kirana, Ekura no, Kiririke, Mokuradi, Malon, Malinke.
Obra mande,
came on the line, had a Louisiana area code, and were kept pressing their number one key, I guess trying to get in, trying to get attention, trying to, you know, be able to say something. And the Lord told me, ignore them, and they will go away. So they stayed on for quite a while, about a half an hour, a little over a half an hour, and then they went on and hung up. But the Lord was saying, you continue to do what I'm telling you to do, and we have a way of doing this here. So we give God all the praise and thank God for the heavenly chorus that we were able to break through in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, because some things had to be done today. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just hear in the spirit, this was breakthrough day. Glory to God. And no weapon that was even tried, that even was tried to form against us could not prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know I may be sounding a certain kind of way, but you know what? If they were sincere, they would have stayed on. Hallelujah. And if they would have stayed on till the end, we would have opened a line for them when it was time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our scriptures that we stand on as we pray in tongues, as we're praying in the spirit in tongues, are Romans 8:26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We had some things we needed to do today according to the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He was doing some things, speaking through us. Hallelujah. Amen. On Sunday, what the Lord was saying, that that he has us crying out in the wilderness. We are the voice that is crying out in the wilderness. Hallelujah. There's a lot of wilderness all around and about us. Things going on in our families, in our very own lives. It's like a wilderness. But we are the voice of the Lord crying out in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Make way for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is surely coming. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. For our interpretation says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Amen. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9 says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So we're all here. We have a part. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's speaking through all of us. Even Gabriel, if Gabriel, if he has something he wants to say at 1 year, almost 2 years old, we want to hear what he has to say too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then singing in the spirit, some of that was done today. Colossians 3:16 says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. So first, you know, we're going to have the ones who prayed in tongues will be doing the interpretations first. Minister Rachel, I saw that you said you are multitasking, so I have your text, and I'll read your text. If it's anything different, text me and let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to leave your line closed. And so we'll have Pastor Catherine And then the text from Minister Rachel and family, and then Minister Carrie. So, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. So good to be back on another Tuesday to hear everybody.
Amen. Welcome.
For myself, I have, do not be afraid, I'm with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who's called by my name, who I created for my glory, who I formed and made. That's Isaiah 43, 5 and 7. And then Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. And then Psalm 24, 7 and 8. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And the last one for me is do not be afraid or discouraged because I am because of this vast army. For the battle is not yours, but God. For Minister Rachel, I heard,
oh,
not
Pastor
someday.
Catherine. Pastor Catherine,
yes.
Before
yes.
you go on, give us those two scripture references in the beginning. From were they both from Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, they're both from Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 5 and 7. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19.
Okay, thank you.
For Minister Rachel, I just heard on Nations of Mine, and not someday, but today. And then Matthew 11, 28 to 29, come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And then, oh, I guess I'm back. I didn't realize I'm back to Isaiah again. I will place on his shoulder the keys to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. And then when one of the, I think girls was singing, is this is my Messiah, and I don't know whether there's a song that says that or not, but that's what I heard when she was singing. Minister Carrie, I'm sorry I didn't get a lot for her because I got a phone call. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then I just heard, great is thy faithfulness. And then when we were all speaking, I heard, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And then I heard John 11:40. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the goodness? You will see the glory of God. And then Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. For whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists and that he's a rewarder of those who seek him. That's it for me. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. You know what? That scripture, Matthew 11:28, I got the same one. Hallelujah. I think it was at another time, but I got the same scripture. Praise God. Okay, so Minister Rachel and family, let me check your text to see if you text me. Otherwise, I'm just going to read your text. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family said, no eyes have seen
ear have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Psalm 28, verses 1 through 14, Psalm 91, Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31, Isaiah 46, verses 3 through 5. My grace is enough for you. I am the God who sits on high and looks upon the earth, and I am he. I have heard thee, for thus saith the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and the beginning and end. Amen. Oh, also, let me see. Also, Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Amen. So those were, that was the interpretation from Minister Rachel and family. Praise God. Okay. So, amen. Minister Carey, praise God. Going to open a line for you here. Just a second here. Thank you, Lord. One second here. Oh, okay. Here you are. Minister Carey, welcome.
Good evening, everyone. I heard, ocean, I heard nation is mine, and I thought I heard ocean is mine. I heard higher, Messiah, you should do what I say. I heard the word devotion and the word mercy and what he says. I heard that. And then Hebrews 7:25, I heard that he lives to make intercession for us, draw near to God, since he always lives to make intercession for us. I heard that. I heard dedicate these things. I heard this day, and nation is mine. That's what I heard. That's it.
Amen. Well, I think I got about four confirmations out of all of that. I heard ocean.
Okay.
I heard Kaya. I heard dedicate. Nothing else. But praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Carey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, and we have, okay, that's everyone who spoke in tongues, and now we're opening it up for others. So you can press your number one key, Pastor Price, I do see you. Trying to find my place on the page before I open up the line here. And, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else, if you're getting a word, even if you didn't hear everybody speak in tongues, but the Lord is saying something through you, we want to hear from you. Praise God. Go ahead and press your number one key. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, here we are, Pastor Price. And thank you, Pastor Price, for getting with me behind the scenes to know what was going on when we couldn't hear everybody. Thank you for that.
Oh, glory to God. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I hear you clearly.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure, because sometimes my phone been kind of, I pray I don't have to give me another phone, you know? Glory to God. God bless you, Apostle, and all the precious saints in your respective places. For Pastor Catherine, I heard, have I not said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Have I not assured you that nothing is too hard or impossible with me, the Lord your God? You are not like the world. You do have a God on your side. I made the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that is in it. I opened the Red Sea. I brought down the wall of Jericho. I healed the sick, raised the dead. Nothing is too hard for me. Trust me. Keep your eyes on me, the Lord your God. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith, and trust in me. For Minister Rachel, I heard, I am the Lord your God, your Messiah, the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. I do all that I say. Nations are mine. Then one of the children prayed, I do all that I say. All that I say. Then Minister Rachel said, I heard, I am come that you might have life, may have life and life more abundantly. I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the work of the enemy. Yes, you can trust me, your Messiah, higher, higher. I take you higher. I lift you higher. I am your Messiah. The Lord of hosts is my name. I'm not a man that I should lie. I keep my word to you. I do all that I say. I am your Messiah, your Savior, your Lord, and your God. I see, I know, I do care. I am moving and working for you this moment, this very hour, this day. Trust me and see me moving and working with the eyes of your faith. Nations are mine. I'm moving and working in the nations. I do all that I say. I am God alone. I am God alone. I don't know what that, I didn't finish the statement there. Oh, I take care of my children. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. I take care of my children. Then Minister Carey, I heard, shall I not do all that I said I would do? What I start, I will finish. It's just for you. You are mine. I take care of my own. You are my jewels, precious in my sight. You say, how long, Lord? I say to you, not long. Not one of my words will fail to come to pass. I am your healer, your deliverer. You're not on your own. You have been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. See,
hallelujah.
I have gone before you. I am making the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth. I'm exalting the low valley. And as you speak to them, I am removing every high mountain. Be encouraged. Take courage. I'm the greater one who is in you than anyone or anything in the world. I lift the heavy loads. You're not in this alone. I go with you, before you, and behind you. I truly care for you. Then when everybody was praying, that kept standing out to me was the word sovereign God, sovereign God, sovereign God. All right, God bless you. Going back on mute. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Some confirmations in there, too, especially the sovereign God at the end. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I don't see anyone else with their number one key press. Amen. But at any time, I'll be looking back at the board again to see if anyone would want to say anything. And please feel free now. By now, we should be pretty free about saying what God tells us to say. No matter, even if we don't understand it ourselves, if you don't understand it, we may understand it. If we don't understand it, we're just going to put it on the shelf and let God give us a revelation about it later. Amen. Amen. Go on to our previous interpretation, because the Lord is saying, go back to previous interpretations because they're still good. He's still talking. Amen. Hallelujah. His word is still good. Amen. He just said to me, my word is good. It doesn't expire. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No expiration date. Thank you, Jesus. Now, here's a previous interpretation from January the 24th of this year. I do all that I say. Nations are mine. Cast all your cares on me, the Lord your God. Taste and see that I am good and that my mercy endures forever. I am the Lord of old, strong and mighty in battle. I go before you. I am your Messiah. I go with you and I go behind you. I am God Almighty, El Shaddai. I do reign. I can reign. I reign. I'm reigning through this land and throughout the nation, building making doors open, doors opening up, and running situations around, strong and mighty in battle. And your Lord, the Lord, stand before, who can stand before the Lord your God? Nothing and no one. Is the Lord your God? Nothing and no one. The Lord your God, hallelujah, nothing is impossible with me. Glory to God. And then on April the 23rd of 2023, there was a word, Jesus reigns forever over everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus reigns forever over everything. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. You know what? Pastor Price, I'm going to open up the line. Mom's doctor is calling. I'll be right back. Praise God.
All right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, we just worship you. We praise you. We thank you today for your good and your goodness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your amazing grace. I thank you, Father, for continuing to meet every man, woman, boy, and girl that were listening now and those who will listen later at the point of their need, whatever that need may be, Lord God, that you would encourage each one of our hearts, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, again, for making the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth, for exalting every low valley. We speak to every high mountain that will stand, Lord God, every mountain of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort. We bind it, we rebuke it, we forbid, arrest, and resist it. We charge it and command it to leave us and not return. For we thank you, Lord God, that by the stripes that were taken on your own body, Lord Jesus, by your stripes we are and were healed. We decree and declare your word over us, Isaiah 54 and verse 17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue, no matter what the tongue is, that will rise against us in judgment, we decree and declare it to be in the wrong. God, Heavenly Father, we thank you, according to Jeremiah 1 and verse 12, that you're watching over your word as we speak them out to perform it. Lord Jesus, we thank you today that you're the apostle and the high priest of the words of our mouth. You take the words that we speak and you bring them to pass. Thank you even now, precious God, Heavenly Father, even now for your precious Holy Spirit, Lord God, for you being the building constructor, as you did on the day when the earth was formed in Genesis 1, 1 through 3, where you said, where you were hovering and moving, waiting on the word to be spoken so you could build and construct it. Let there be light, and there was light. And now you're hovering over us and in us in John 14 and verse 17. For you said that the precious Holy Spirit will be with us, but when you come, he will also be in us. So thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for hovering over us and in us to build and construct the word as we begin to speak them out. I thank you and praise you even now, kind Heavenly Father, for your ministering angels that hearken and listen and obey the voice of your word. So we speak your word out over us today. I speak and rebuke all headaches, I rebuke every weakness and sickness. I rebuke the root and the source of it. Charge and command it to leave us and not return. Then I come and I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist not only weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort, but all poverty, lack, and want, and insufficiency, and not enough. I rebuke it from over each one of our lives and our ministries in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare, 3 John 2, that you prosper each one of us. And we're in health, even as our soul prospers. I thank you, Lord God, that you are our shepherd. In Psalms 23, we shall not lack, want to be in poverty. We have everything that we need. I thank you, Lord God, that you restore our soul. Thank you for restoration of our mind, our will, and our emotions. Lord, we come this day and we rebuke and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all long-term and short-term memory loss of any kind of Alzheimer's that will try to run in our family, any kind of dementia. We rebuke it at the roots and the source. Charge and command it to cease and desist and come to nothing and to naught in Jesus' name. We rebuke any bondages in every single habit that is not of you. We rebuke it at the root and decree and declare that whom you have set free, Lord Jesus, is free indeed. We thank you for freedom in you, the God kind of freedom, not the freedom that will bring us into bondage, but the freedom that will set us free to go forward, Father God. And then we thank you for peace, Lord God. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist, and charge and command to cease and desist every disturbance of peace and every disturbance of joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we thank you, Lord Jesus, you're the Prince of Peace. Thank you for peace with you, Lord God. We're not enemies with you, Lord God. We're not in enmity with you, Lord God. We worship you. We love you, Lord. And then we thank you for your peace that keeps our hearts and our minds through you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we worship you today. Again, we thank you. No weapon, Lord God, of any disturbance of peace and joy shall prosper in any one of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, we lift up marriages to you, Lord God. We see that the enemy will try to have an assault against marriages, Father God. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit that is not of you concerning marriages, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I pray that you would knit the hearts of husbands and wives one to another, Lord God. I decree and declare 1 Corinthians 7:3-5 is in full effect for every marriage. I decree and declare that all over the world, for marriages all over the world, 1 Corinthians 7:3-5 is in full operation and effect. I decree and declare even this day, Lord God, that husbands and wives are rendering due benevolence one to another. They do not defraud each other of any of their marital rights, Lord God. That is, Lord God, of communication with one another, of intimacy, of sharing of their financial means, of love, respect, and honor for one another, Lord God. I thank you and praise you for working in marriages around the world, oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And then I come and cast down every vain imaginations in marriages, every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of you, Lord God. I give you praise. I apply Isaiah 54:17 to every marriage around the world. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue that will rise against marriages shall be declared to be in the wrong. Father God, I come and I stand against every spirit that would come against marriages. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist. Charge and command to cease and desist every soul tie that would try to tie a husband or a wife up, every physical tie that would try to lasso and tie somebody up in the name of Jesus. I come against soul ties, physical ties, inordinate spirits, every spirit of perversion, every spirit of lying, deceit, deception, and delusion, every spirit of low self-esteem, poor self-image, inferiority complexes, every spirit of jealousy and envy and covetousness and negative competitiveness. I bind up every spirit that would try to operate in marriages in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I commit and command and ask, Lord, nothing's too hard for you. Thank you for moving not only throughout this land, but around the world, in marriages around the world, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I continue to decree and declare, be healed, be whole, be well, be sound, even in marriages, in bodies, in every part of our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we worship you today. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that we continue to apply your word in Psalms 46 and verse 1, that you are very present help, Father God, in time of trouble. Thank you, Lord God. You're our light. Psalms 27, you're our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Father God, you are the very strength of our lives. Lord, we bless you, Lord, oh, our souls and all that is within us. We bless your holy and righteous name. We apply Psalms 107 and verse 2. We thank you, Lord God. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Each one of us are redeemed, Lord God. We're the redeemed of you, Lord Jesus. You redeemed us with your own precious mighty blood, with your body that was broken for us. You redeemed us, Lord Jesus. You bought us off the auction block of sin. You bought us off the auction block of death. You bought us off the auction block of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort. You bought us off the auction block of every disturbance of peace and every disturbance of our joy. You bought us off the auction block of every bondage and every habit that would try to come our way. You bought us off the auction block of poverty, lack, and want, and not enough. Lord, you bought us off the auction block of everything that is not of you. You paid the price with your own precious mighty blood. Lord Jesus, as Boaz was the kinsman redeemer for Ruth, you're our kinsman redeemer. You redeemed us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for being our redeemer. Our redeemer lives. You live, you live, you live, Lord Jesus, and we worship you today. We honor you. We reverence you, Lord God. Father God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're so glad, Lord God, that we can have a relationship with you. You're our Father. You told us to come in Romans 8 and verse 15. You said to cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy God, oh, Daddy God. And you're not only our Daddy God. You said in your word in Isaiah 54 and verse 5, thy maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is your name, and we thank you that you're our daddy husband. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our bridegroom prince. Thank you for giving us everlasting eternal life and life more abundantly. Thank you for protecting us, Lord God. We thank you for your protection as we go in and come out. We decree and declare this day that Psalms 91, 1 through 16 is in full effect for every one of us, Lord God. Not only those who are listening now, but those who will listen in the future. We decree and declare, Lord God, that as we continue to live, dwell, and make our home in the secret place of you the Most High, we shall live, dwell, and abide under the safety shadow of you the Almighty. Lord, we say of you, Lord, that you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, and you will we trust. Surely you're the one that delivers me and each one of us from the snares and the traps of the fowler, from the noise of pestilence. You cover us with your feathers and under your wings. Do we trust? Your truth is our shield and buckler, that we will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And even though 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, we decree and declare shall not come near nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. And Father, because we've made you our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, we decree and declare that there shall be no pestilence or plague. No weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, or discomfort shall come near or nigh our dwelling. For thank you, Father, for giving your angels charge over each one of us to keep guard, defend, preserve us, and protect us in all of our ways of service to bear us up in their hands. Lest we even dash our foot against the stone, we shall tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall we trample underfoot. And Father God, because we have set our love on you, therefore, do you deliver me and each one of us. You set us on high, Lord God, above weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, and pain and discomfort. You set us on high above poverty, lack, and want, and not enough. You set us on high above every bondage, every habit, Lord God. You set us on high, Lord God, above every disturbance of peace and joy. You set us on high above each one of these because we know and are intimately acquainted with you in your name. Father God, we call on you. You answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us. You deliver us and honor us and with long life, long life, with long life, with long life do you satisfy us and show us your deliverance, your salvation, your soteria, your wholeness and soundness in every single area. Lord, we pray this day in the name of the Lord Jesus, Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6. We thank you. I pray that over everyone on this line, over those who will listen in the future, over our families, our children, over our mates, our children, their mates, their children, and their mates, over every uncle, aunt, niece, nephew, and cousin, over our parents, Lord God, our brothers and sisters, their mates, their children, and their mates. We pray Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6, and thank you for the canopy of your great glory being a defense, a shelter over us, a protection over us, Lord God, against everything that is not of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and decree and declare Revelations 12, 11a is in full effect. For you said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I plead the blood of Jesus over each one of us and decree and declare that your blood is prevailing. Your blood, your name, your word is prevailing on each one of our behalf. I plead the blood of Jesus, which speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance. Lord Jesus, your blood cries out for everything that you provided for us in that better covenant based on better promises. Your blood cries out relationship with God, our Father. Your blood cries out everlasting, eternal life and life more abundantly. Your blood cries out protection as we go in and come out. Your blood cries out healing, health, and wholeness. Your blood cries out, Lord God, prosperity, plenty, more than enough. Your blood cries out peace and the peace of you that keeps our hearts in mind. Your blood is crying out, and I plead your blood. I plead your blood. I plead the blood. The blood, your blood still works. Your blood still works. Your blood, Lord Jesus, still works. Your blood is working right now. Your blood is working right now. Decreeing victory. Victory, victory, victory, victory. And then, Lord God, we thank you today that we come to you in faith. Lord God, you've given every single one of us a measure of faith, every one of us. And you said without faith, it's impossible to please you. But as we come to you, we believe. We believe that you are and that you're a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We thank you, Lord God, even this day. And we thank you for your faith, Lord God, for the faith that you've given us. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith and trust in you, Lord God. We worship you today. We worship you today. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. And then again, I ask, Father God, there may be someone with just a special need that they've not even spoken out, but to you, Lord God. We're so grateful to you, Father God. You say your sheep know your voice, and they follow, and a stranger they will not follow. It's so wonderful, Lord God, that in your presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Lord God, with joy do we come to draw water out of the wells of salvation, and we can come boldly, Lord God, to your throne of grace, ever-earthly blessing, favor, and special ability for what you call us to do, to receive, Lord God, your mercy, your love, and kindness. Lord, have mercy on every man, woman, born, girl. Have mercy. Lord God, your love and your compassion, your good and your goodness, have mercy on each one. Meet each one at the point of their need, whatever that need might be. Then use each one of us, Lord God. Use us in your service. Lord, our hands are raised up to you. You ask the question, who will go for us? Whom will we send? Who will you send? Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us. Don't do it without us, Lord God. Lord God, we're your workmanship, created in you, Lord Jesus, for good works. Use us, Lord God. Open every door of utterance that needs to be opened on our behalf. Close tightly every door that would hinder your purpose, plan, and your destiny, or would try to cut our lives short. Close every door, Daddy God. Lord God, in Jesus' name, and open great and mighty and large and small doors of utterance. Let us be used in your service, Lord God, to plant your word in people's lives, to water your word, that you alone may give the increase. Lord, we thank you for giving us a mouth and wisdom that all of our adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Lord, we thank you for using us in your service. And then, Father God, we lift up to you every member of our family, Lord God. We lift up our mates to you. We lift up our children, their mates, their children, and their mates. We lift up every uncle, every aunt, every niece, every cousin. We lift up our neighbors to you, Lord God. We lift up the people, Lord God, where we shop at, where we bank at, Father God. We lift up every one of the people in the fast food restaurants around the world and throughout the communities, and we lift them up to you. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, or resist every work of the devil and his cohorts concerning each one of them. We claim every one of their deliverances and their full salvation. We pray, O Lord of harvest, that you would thrust out, force out, send out, specially prepared anointed labors into each one of their pathway, ones you know that they will hear and listen to, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you'll open the eyes of each one of their and our understanding. Give each one of them and us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, your word, your purpose, plan, and destiny for each one of our lives. There you go. You back?
Yes,
Apostle,
I'm back.
You back?
Thank you so much.
All
yes,
right, I'll turn
me?
It back over to you. I'm going back on mute. Glory to God. I just prayed
okay.
while you were gone. All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. We called one of Mom's specialist doctors this morning, and, you know, it's hard to get them. So just, you know, getting them back, that was a blessing. Amen. And she really talked to me and told me some things. I'll just say one thing. She said, now get you some shortening. Some shortening? She said, get some Crisco and put it on your mom. I'm like, what? And she said, it's going to help. I said, then Crisco it is. All righty. Okay. Amen. Amen. I had done the interpretation, past interpretation, and here's the one for today. With Pastor Catherine, I heard dedicate yourselves to me. Every area, every thought, intention, motive, and emotion, dedicate them to me. Dedicate everything pertaining to life and godliness concerning you. Dedicate it. Whatever you dedicate to me belongs to me. What is not dedicated is fair game for the enemy. Trust me with your life, your family, anything that you hold precious. Trust me and dedicate. Hallelujah. Amen. And I don't know if I said it enough, Pastor. Thank you so much. For jumping in. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Minister Rachel and family, I heard doors are opening in the depths of the ocean. And I thought that was interesting. I think right after he had me write that, Minister Rachel said in English, rivers of living water are flowing. She said something like that right after I wrote that. Oceans are opening in the depths. Doors are opening in the depths of the ocean. And then one of the children was speaking. I heard, nations shall do all I say. They don't listen, but they will listen. They will hear, and they will do all I say. I am your Messiah. The day is coming when it will be too late to come to me. I say to those who are on the fence, Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And someone else got that same script. And then I don't know if it was a Minister Rachel or her children singing, but there was singing, and I heard, you are the Lord our Messiah. We love you, Holy Messiah. And then when Minister Rachel, not Rachel, Minister Carrie was speaking, I had a vision of children skipping and laughing and saying glory to God as they were going around the throne of God and singing, may the children on earth be like the children in heaven. Our love is for you, Lord. Our heart is for you, Lord. Our joy is for you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for this day. Amen. And then during the heavenly chorus, I heard, holy God, your God, sovereign God. Then I heard, know that I am Lord God of hosts. And I got several scriptures, John 4 and verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. John 14 and verse 20, at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. John 14:31. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us go hence. Romans 8:22 and Romans 8:28. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. And then I heard the word powerful, sovereign, and I started writing, but I didn't finish. And it's, I think it's sovereign over all. Praise God. Amen. So that was the interpretations that I received. Also, I just want to thank you all. Nobody hung up. God, during that time, we give God the glory for each and every one of you. Amen. Whether you're multitasking or maybe you even just laid out and entered into his rest, we praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. And those who are listening or who may listen in the future, if you do not know for sure that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, as he gave us that word today, that there's going to come a time soon where people will not be able to come to him, and that it's time to come to him even now. Praise the Lord. And so John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So this is a love thing. God loves us. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song at the end where it's the Lord talking, and he says, forever I will love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody can say that. A husband can't say it to a wife. A wife can't say it to a husband. The only one who can say it and be truthful about it and really be able to do it is God, Almighty God, that he will love us forever. Amen. And his love is everlasting. Hallelujah. And that's why he gave us Romans 10:9, and it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved. He wants us to be saved forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that he can love on us forever. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way. and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer today, yes, yes, yes, yes, you are saved. And we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes, it was a short prayer. It seemed like a little thing, but it has eternal implications. Hallelujah. And so we welcome you to the kingdom of God. You are a child of God. You are saved. You're redeemed. Hallelujah. And he gets to love on you, and you get to love on him forever. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to pray over you. We pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to even speak in your own prayer language, even right now, like we're doing. Shomaro, Shandalabase. Hallelujah. That rivers of living water will flow out of you as you pray in your own heavenly language that he gives to you. Hallelujah. And then we pray also for power to read the word of God and to read it with understanding, because he's right there with you, helping you to understand every word of the Bible. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We all receive that in the name of Jesus. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Amen. We are the God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Glory, hallelujah. And so how you can connect with us is by calling 516-418-5699. And our family of broadcasts, we have a Sunday broadcast, and that's the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom McCoy is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this Sunday, we have a special guest. We have a special guest church is going to be with us on this Sunday, the fifth Sunday. They come every fifth Sunday. What a blessing. And that is the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Pastor Helen Price is the senior pastor. And then we'll also hear from Minister Joy and Minister Amber on this Sunday. So join us, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching, and that's with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. What she does is she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. The name of the program is Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's what we're doing right now. This is our prayer time. We pray in tongues on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and where people, you have an opportunity to volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then after that, we open the lines for interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. So anybody can volunteer to do that. And we pray in tongues every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Then on Wednesday, now tomorrow is the fourth Wednesday of the month. And that's when we have the newest member of our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And this broadcast is called Anointed Pandemic Babies. The Lord has let us know that these babies have made it through abortion. These babies have made it through the pandemic, and he's pouring out his spirit on these babies. They're doing things that are far beyond their years, their time here on this earth. Amen. And so we are talking about them. We are praying for them, and we are praying for their parents. They're doing things, and their parents need the prayer to have the wisdom to know what to do, how to do, and when to do it. So join us. And if you have any anointed pandemic babies in your life, these are babies from birth to the age of four. If you know any in your life, your niece, your nephew, your cousin, your grandchild, great-grandchild, even your children, and you have a story to tell, a testimony about them, we would love to hear it. So join us on tomorrow night, July the 26th, the fourth Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, also on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, we have another broadcast, and it's our healing broadcast. We call it Prophetic Healing. Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, are our co-hosts. We will have Prophetic Healing. The next one will be the second Wednesday in August, and that will be Wednesday, August the 9th, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Please mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. Tell your friends and family, especially those who are in need of healing. Hallelujah. God has healed people who have been going through illnesses for a long time, and he healed them suddenly. Hallelujah. So let your friends and your family know, and please call in as well. Hallelujah. Now, on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition. Oh, let me go back to the second Wednesday of the month. That was August the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio. And for the month of July, our special guests are Pastors Nelson and Natalie Seda. So we've had such a wonderful time with this delightful, funny, anointed couple. And on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, Pastor Nelson is going to bring the word of God. He's going to be preaching. Amen. And he's a preacher. He's a dynamic preacher, and he's a dramatic preacher. So we're looking forward to how God is going to bring this word on this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And so that's our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. I know we're close to our closing time here, even seconds away. I'm going to open up all of the lines, and if the Lord has anything to say through you, please just go ahead and speak up. Don't hold back. And if he's not saying anything through you, just make sure you mute your line. Amen. Because we'll hear you and you will be recorded.
My confirmation. Oh, glory to God.
Amen. We love confirmation.
Amen. When he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. His spirit will flow freely through us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, as we put him first in everything that we do. Like in the morning, yes, we need to dedicate. Say, Lord, as soon as he wakes us up in the morning, God, I dedicate this day to you. I dedicate everything to you, my mind, my will, my emotions, everything that you made and fashioned me to be and that you saved me. And I thank you, Father God, guide me and my children. I dedicate my family. I dedicate our thoughts. God, to keep, God, that's something I need to consistently keep saying. In the name of Jesus, amen. Even Gabriel's agreeing. He's right next to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I was multitasking. I was making a big roast chicken.
Oh, glory.
And I thank God for that chicken. God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I love y'all, Pastor Mom. Stay strong in Jesus, and let that strength keep on flowing through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so we can keep saying yes to your will and yes to your way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hey, and Gabrielle, too. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else?
Well, praise God. I don't have anything that the Lord said, but I wanted to say what I what happened today when Pastor Price was praying. I thank her for praying for headaches today, because I had a terrible headache when she was praying. So it's a lot better now. So thank you so much. And thank you. I just enjoyed the prayer. It was just so good. God bless. That's all I have.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. God works all things together for good, even the doctor calling at that particular time, because a prayer, another prayer needed to go forth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else got healed? We're expecting healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hello.
We're still here.
This is Minister Faye. I had a headache also, and it went away.
Hey, come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And I had a neighbor to come over and bring me a loaf of homemade rye bread and a container that purifies water, and told me when I get out of filters, let her know.
Hallelujah.
That's the Lord constantly providing. I went to the hospital this week for high blood pressure. My neighbors took me and brought me back.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
so
Lord,
the Lord is just pouring out his provision.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we even join you in faith and pray over this blood pressure. Hallelujah.
Okay,
Any of us going through high blood pressure, we thank you, Lord God, for your complete and total healing. In the name of Jesus, and that there's no side effects, no effects that can try to linger from high blood pressure at all in any way, shape, or form. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord God, right now. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thanks for sharing that. Being transparent and sharing with us. Amen.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Praise the Lord. As we close today, was somebody saying anything today? I'm going to pray and then play this song. This song is about 7 minutes long. If you have that time, you can stay on. Otherwise, you can always listen to it online. The young man is Jason Nelson, and the song is called Forever. I heard this a couple of weeks ago for the first time. It's been out, I think, at least about 5 years. But I heard it, and the Lord saying that he's going to love us forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, the things he says, some of them sounds like maybe it's a husband talking to a wife or a wife talking to a husband. But when it gets to the part where it says forever, only God can do that. Amen. So this is the Lord talking to us. And that's what he wants to do, and he's going to do, is to love us forever. So, Father God, we thank you for this precious time together. in the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching each and every one of us, all of our households, Lord God. If there's anything wrong in any way, shape, or form, we thank you that you make it right. And everything that's right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, dedicating it for your use and for your glory. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Lord God, if there's other things that we need to do the rest of this day, we thank you, Lord God, for helping us to do it expeditiously and with excellence in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory. We thank you again for this precious time together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Tell somebody, say, forever is a long time. Say, but God loves you that long. by your side. Said I'm gonna be by your side. I'm gonna be by your side. God said I'm gonna be by your side.